weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
Welcome, everybody. This is Bill's the 57 podcast, episode 29. I'm Bobby Deem. I come from the UK. And I also have Brad on Skype at the moment. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, Bob. How are you, mate? I'm going well, mate. Welcome to episode 29. We haven't done this podcast in a long time. So I got Bob on and to host this episode. First time ever to do a podcast. Actually, second time because he was on Tech Webcast yesterday. And how did you like Tech Webcast, Bob?
Oh, it was awesome. Like I was explaining to you yesterday, it was something new for me, and you know, I found it absolutely amazing. So well done, Brad.
All good,
and
mate.
Well done all the other people who participated in it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, it was a good episode. It was fun, and we talked about some good topics. And coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the new forum that the Bills 57, aka Bryce, made. He made a new forum, and I'll chat about that in a second. Also, got some tech news, and Bob also got some tech news as well. Is that correct, Bob?
Well, I got a little bit. I've been naughty and not been catching up really on my news. I've been hearing all sorts of things about this iPhone antenna problem, and then bringing out your free rubber bumper kit and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, it's just I seriously don't think that Apple should have done that. That's just my opinion. But then again, you know, other people may like it. But you know, it's one of them scenarios where you'd actually go out and buy something new and expect it to work fully functional, and like, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah, true, man. True.
So,
I understand what you mean. Yeah, the antenna is on the side of the phone. Is that correct? Where you hold it, where you put your fingers on the side.
Yeah, that's it's just, you know, where you actually hold the phone in your hand main position when you're holding it up to your ear. It drops the call.
Yeah.
I mean, that in my opinion isn't exactly very good frontal publicity for a company like Apple, you know, who make reliable hardware and make really good products, you know what I mean? And for them to do that and say, no, we're not going to pull them all back in again, you know, that's sort of an insult to me, actually, because, you know, a lot of people trust in Apple's products.
Oh yeah, for sure. I like both Windows and Apple. I like the iPad, I like the iPhone, but I think they should have just made the antenna up near the top of the phone a bit, personally.
Definitely.
I think they've put the antenna in the wrong spot, but you know
the
solution is to go and get another case, to put a case on it. What if people don't want to use a case, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said in the last Tech Webcast, and I completely agree with that comment you've just made. And you know, like I said before, it's probably gonna ruin a lot of Apple fanboys' trust with Apple.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if not, you know, they'll probably carry on still using the phone and obviously get a free bumper kit.
Yep.
But that's pretty okay if you're an Apple fanboy, you know. Yep. Obviously you can keep your Apple iPhone and, you know, just repair it with a rubber strip that goes around the edge. I'd rather prefer it to be done properly, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't go out and buy a brand new car from a dealership and you find out the steering wheels come off, and then you take it back to the dealership. They don't just stick it on back with duct tape, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, I know what you're saying. I think they should have, what I think, they should have just put the antenna somewhere else.
Yeah, what happens to the old antennas? You know, the ones that stick out the top of the phone.
I don't know what happened to that one. But, we'll see what happens when the iPhone comes out here. And I was thinking that the iPhone 4 is going to be out here at the end of July. So we'll see what happens with what happens over here.
It hasn't come out over there yet?
No, it hasn't yet, mate. It will be out very soon, end of this month.
Oh, wow. I thought it was released everywhere as soon as it came out, you know what I mean? Wow, that's very bizarre.
Yeah. When's it out over where you are?
It's already out.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came out the same day as the US released it, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know why the hell they didn't release it over out in Australia. To tell you the truth, I didn't know that.
No, yeah, that comes out at the end of this month. So,
answer me this question: are you going to get one?
I want to get one, but I don't want to go on a plan.
All right. So, do you know what your best thing is to do with that situation? Is probably, you know, buy one or get it unlocked or something like that as soon as you buy one.
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll have a good price on the Apple Store, so I can just buy one outright. So. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I really don't like to get into contracts and stuff like that. It's just ridiculous for the amount of money they charge for that sort of service.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's not. I'm not really a fan of being on a plane with a phone because I'm prepaid's better, so I know how much I'm spending in that. And
yeah.
So yeah.
So what's going on in all the other news then? I've heard that on the Tech Webcast yesterday, the Linux guy said OpenSUSE has just come out. They've just brought a new release out, 11.3, I think it is.
That's correct.
I think I downloaded it early on today and tried it in a virtual machine. I think it's actually absolutely mind blowing, that Linux version. It's very stable. It's very easy to use, and if you're like sort of a non-epic person that uses the internet, you know, or uses intensive applications, that for just using the internet is absolutely fantastic for just browsing around and you know, just doing like word processing and stuff. It's actually quite good.
So Tim, I hope you hear that. Tim, you might have a fan of Linux, mate.
Yeah. Linux is a good operating system.
Good stuff. All right, well, let's move on to the next topic. I just want to mention a forum that's been made by Bryce called forum57.com. You can check that out. Anything to do with technology and everything else. We've got Xbox, we've got a gaming section, we've got a computer section, my setup, media in general. So you can chat about anything in there, and yeah, it's pretty cool. So check out that forum57.com. That's just been made by Bryce, and also you can check out his YouTube channel, youtube.com/bills57. And if you haven't seen them yet, Bob, go check it out, man. He's got some pretty cool setup videos there.
Oh yeah, definitely, I'll go check it out.
Alright, next, you got any news topics you want to talk about, mate?
Oh geez, I don't really know, to be honest. There's not a lot going on at the moment, is there?
True, no, that's true. Not really, no.
It's a bit flat this week, isn't it, really? It's just all about Apple's antenna and how they're gonna resolve the problem.
Exactly.
And I mean, like, you know, the only major news I know of, well, it ain't really major, but Windows 7, you know, Microsoft have just released the Service Pack 1 beta version.
Yep.
Which, surprisingly, everyone's been saying that it does absolutely nothing.
which doesn't
surprise me in any case, really. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Not much happening this week.
All right. Okay, well, this has been episode 29. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. And what's your Twitter address, Bob?
Mine's there, Elite Demon. Just type in Elite Demon, you'll be able to find me straight away.
Elite Demon. All right, wicked, mate. And this has been episode 29 of the Bills 57 podcast. A short episode, so just been a quick one. I just want to get Bob on here and see how he goes hosting a podcast. So, how would you go hosting a podcast, Bob?
Well, I've got to do a lot more, haven't I, to get used to it. Been a bit nervous on this one.
It's only audio, so there's nothing really much to be worried about.
Yeah. It's just getting used to the whole roots of things, really, and I hope I can do many more in the future.
Cool,
with
mate. Maybe next
you,
time, maybe,
obviously, bro.
Yep, for sure. Maybe next time, maybe the episode 30. Maybe I might hand that over to you. The next episode,
yep.
And maybe you can record that yourself, maybe, and then you can send me the file if you want to.
Oh, yeah, great, definitely.
So there's no hurry for that, just whenever. So maybe we can get, let's let you have a go recording one, and then, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man.
All right, for sure. All right, this has been episode 39, episode 29. Of the Bills 57 podcast. Make sure you check out his forum 57.com and his YouTube channel, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening, and thanks.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, Blister57.com. .com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set. But he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need. And if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.